Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line. david@fmr.co.za or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. And of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za. I have not tested a car that came with an alarm clock in a drawer before, but this week's review is a little different. Do you remember a few weeks ago I spoke about the Suzuki Eco van, which is their little Econobox van, like their old half-loaf bread van, whatever you want to call it. And this is Suzuki's take on that Eco van. What they've done is they've built it up as a camper van. It's not available on their website. It's an experiment to me to test, but it left me with a lot of questions and quite a few answers. So what they've done is they've gone to the company FrontRunner and they've gone and put all the accessories on. So there is a set of racks that goes on the top, which holds two jerry cans and two ammo boxes and a beautiful cover, all that amazing stuff that FrontRunner does. And then they've fitted out the inside with the stuff that you need for camping. So it's kitted out with drawers, with a little stove, with candles, and with that one drawer with the alarm clock, a little gold alarm clock that I'm not sure if you're camping to get away with it why you need the alarm clock, but besides the candles, it was a nice touch. What made it interesting for me is that they've taken this 205,000 rand, absolutely economy, cheapest way to get into a van new in South Africa, which is now trading at 205,000 rand and some small change, but you can, of course, claim the fuel back, not the fuel, the VAT back, my apologies. What you get is enough space to actually lie down on a mattress, which they had put in, and it's a proof of concept more than anything else, that you don't need an amazing 4x4 with all the stuff to get away. You can just buy yourself an eco van, turn it into a camper van pretty much yourself, and build something amazing to get away from it all. And do that, you could probably get away well under 300,000 rand and have a brand new and reliable vehicle. The questions that are left me asking were not about the packaging or the nature of the van. It's more about this particular vehicle and its application. It is a inner city vehicle and it has been built for extra city activities. And with a lot of weight in it, the steering does go a little light. So you'll find yourself able to drive at the speed limit at 120, but being more comfortable around 100. The fuel economy, of course, is fantastic, but it still has a tiny little tank. So all in all, I think it's a wonderful experiment and this is going to work beautifully for the right kind of person. It's not going to be for everyone. You're not going to tackle a 4x4 trail, but you probably are going to be very comfortable on most of the gravel roads. That is all most of us experience. So that's it for the Suzuki Eco Camper Van. And I really want to stress that they've done something amazing and it proves that the only thing that holds us back from experiencing our joy and having our adventures is your imagination. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.